Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in behind the departing storm that brought all the snow over the last couple of days. We're enjoying a fair amount of sunshine, but temperatures remain cold on a west breeze and will top out in the middle and upper 20s. We'll have to be prepared for a few more icy spots, especially towards sunset with temperatures below freezing, but the sunshine melting some of the snowpack, and now that is going to refreeze. A weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region tonight. It's moisture starved, so while we may have a buildup in cloud cover overnight, we'll only see the risk of a passing flurry or snow shower, little if any accumulation overnight, temperatures dropping back into the teens. So some leftover clouds tomorrow morning with this disturbance, but as it pulls away, we'll go back to sunshine during the day, and we'll start a bit of a warm-up. Temperatures will top out in the lower to mid-30s for afternoon highs to round out the work week. The warming trend will continue with dry weather and some sunshine on Saturday, as most locations make it into the lower and middle 40s. Colder air will start to slide in from the north Saturday night and be with us on Sunday. We should still make it into the upper 30s and lower 40s with a fair amount of sun and dry weather, just not as mild as Saturday. At this point, we'll watch a warm front approach from the south on Sunday night. Clouds will thicken up. And temperatures will be a bit below freezing first thing Monday morning. If we get any precipitation, we could be looking at a few slick spots to start the new work week, but as readings warm into the upper 30s, we should transition to just plain old rain on Monday afternoon and Monday night. Lingering showers into the day on Tuesday with highs back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after morning lows in the teens for many locations, extending from eastern Texas to the central Gulf Coast, warmer weather's on the way. High pressure currently situated over the lower Mississippi Valley will slowly shift east over the next couple of days, allowing a southwesterly wind to bring in warmer air from the plains and Gulf of Mexico. Highs across the deep south will still be 10 to 20 degrees below average today, but are expected to be near to above average for Saturday. On Saturday, temperatures in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana should warm up into the 60s and 70s, a significant change from the snow and ice from earlier in the week. Out west, a change in the upper level pattern will allow colder Pacific air to move in along with rain and high elevation snow. Rain associated with a cold front will continue to move inland today, but as colder air flows in behind the front, a rain-snow mix is expected to develop across some of the higher terrain of California, Oregon, and Idaho. By Saturday morning, many inland locations will be snowing, with rain limited to valleys and locations along the west coast. Some more significant snowfall accumulations are possible for portions of Nevada into Utah beginning Friday and lasting into the weekend. Winter storm watch is all already in place. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at San Bernardino and Fillmore, both in California, to a low of 14 below zero at Cassville, Missouri. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, snow 1 to 3 inches with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 59 set in 1973, and the record low 19 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:50 p.m. 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs near 30. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy, with a few flurries or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds, then increasing sun, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Saturday. Partly sunny, near 40 on Sunday. Some snow or mixed precipitation early Monday morning, then rain showers in the middle and upper 30s. Some rain on Tuesday morning, some snow showers in the afternoon. Temperatures starting in the 40s, then falling. And 30s with a few snow showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.